Just over a week after announcing sweeping layoffs, the 220-year-old Crane Stationery plant in North Adams, Massachusetts, resumed operations today for the first time since March 18th. But North Adams Mayor Tom Bernard says the move violates an order he issued Sunday, which stipulates that the plant can only reopen if it solely works on essential business related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Plant owner Mohawk Paper has not responded to interview requests from WAMC this week. Mayor Bernard spoke with WAMC Friday morning about the latest developments and his message to the plant's 229 workers.
My understanding is that in defiance of the order from the city, Crane has opened, has called people back to work, and is operating. I have issued them a notice that they have not met the stipulations of my order from last Sunday, and that they must immediately cease operation.
So how would the city go about enforcing that order?
We delivered them notice. I would hope for this moment that cooler heads on all sides will prevail and that Crane will honor the notice. They will stand down and we will find a space to continue dialogue on the open questions within the order. I am trying to remain very clear on what the city's position and authority is in this matter, but I'm really trying to avoid further escalation on this. So my hope is we will both stand down. Everyone will take a deep breath, realize that the protection of the employees and the following of the essential services order and the local determination is in everyone's interest, and we'll get to a point where this can be resolved.
Your order called on Crane to both provide a safety plan for workers should they return to the plant, as well as for the plant to solely focus on essential business mm-hmm. related to COVID-19 mm-hmm. response.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what part of that order that they are having a problem with?
I will give credit to Crane for their safety planning. They have put a plan in place. They've met with our inspectors. However, that's based on a certain projected number. The information that they've sent to employees is we may call you back at any time. So the question becomes, are they going to stay with the number, and how do we manage that without being in there, on a daily basis to do spot checks? So, but again, I want to give Crane credit. They've been very, very thoughtful about that part of the order. The part of the order that they have refused to comply with and have indicated that they don't believe that the city has the standing to require is the demonstrating that they are only working on essential business. Again, if that's the narrow interpretation, that means people are in less time. It means that they are, there's also a safety component to the work piece, and I want to focus on, on that. And so Crane has thus far refused to consider respond to providing that. They initially questioned how I expected them to do it, and I said, as I would to anyone, you are the expert in how to run your business and to provide the information requested in a way that addresses their very real and legitimate concern about protecting customer privacy. And I would not for one second expect them to violate that. But I think there's space within there to come to some agreement. And I want to just say that this is consistent with how the discussion in Pittsfield proceeded with the Pinecone Hill, as far as some of the back and forth there was about certifying or demonstrating or limiting to only that essential PPE production work in that case. So there's a space here for Crane to define how they plan to handle this operation.
A lot of the workers I've spoken to at the plant are in a really tough position between losing their livelihood and being faced with possibly violating municipal orders to return to work. If you have a message for those workers, what is that?
I do have a message to the workers, Josh, and it is it's an apology. This situation has created a conflict between the city and the company, and it's put them in the middle of a struggle. That's not fair, and it's unfortunate right now because these employees are facing uncertainty, and some of that is because of the layoff announcement last week, and some of it is because the communication and the miscommunication from the company has created confusion in this situation as well. And the other thing I want to say is, as I've been reflective on this, and I've been trying to work through and make sure that the city's position is, fair and supportable, I've taken some time to be, to be self-reflective as well. And, you look at what could I have done differently, and I think the thing that I should have done differently is when Crane asserted last week that they were essential and I doubted it, I should have put the onus on the company to prove it. My step, because this is my my nature and my approach to the work, was to be collaborative and to help them out and to do the affirmative outreach to the state. That put me in the position of receiving information. It should have been between the company and the state. They would have rendered the determination. My place should have been just to say, prove it, and then taken appropriate action based on that information. But I was operating from a place of good intention, and I continue to operate from a place of good intention for all parties.
We're speaking today on Friday the 8th. At this point, you know that Crane has violated your order to reopen. Mm-hmm. What happens next? Is there a timeline you're following, and what is the next step that you would take action-wise in response to this?
Well, the next step would be stronger enforcement. It would be fining the company for not complying. It would be bringing in someone to help force them to comply. The governor's COVID-19 order number 13 indicates that local and state police can be tasked to that work. I don't want to get to that point, but it is an option that I have.